There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Live, yes, he's live from the Holy Land in Jerusalem. It's Dr. Batar. How are you, my friend, in the Middle East?
I am doing very well, Robert. How are you?
Doing really well. I remember my trips over to Israel so many years ago. I got to go to Lebanon at the time as well, and went down to the Dead Sea where you were last week. We had the pictures covered in mud. Any adventures that are worth sharing, or have you felt pretty comfortable and safe as you've gone around and done visits and done some more presentations?
Actually, it's been very, very safe. It's interesting, the propaganda and how the media, creates this illusion. In fact, I've got some pictures that I took of signs that were posted, and it's really amusing to see how geographical boundaries and ethnicities does not change anything. The same dilemma here as it is back home, where governments try to manipulate people and try to create issues. There's abject abuse of freedoms that all people should have. I've got signs where they're posted saying that, you are now about to enter into an area that is dangerous. Your life may be threatened, and if you're Israeli, you will not be protected going into these areas. And they're actually the safest areas. That's where I'm seeing. Bethlehem is in one of those areas. And I've met some Israelis that actually live here. And, they say the same thing, that it's just amazing that that type of picture is painted. And there's a lot of issues over here. And there's a lot of issues that's no different than the Aborigines or the American Indian or the Maori in New Zealand or any other people that's been displaced. And, the new people that come in, the old people that are still here, the right that goes along. You have to look at both different perspectives and understand, but it really comes down to that, instead of looking at commonalities, as we've discussed before, there's always accentuation of the differences, and when you magnify those differences, then sometimes people get very upset, and people feel they've been taken advantage of, and it basically promotes a lot of anger, frustration, sometimes hatred, and instead of trying to tone things down, it seems like governments they get power from that. They get they exacerbate the situation so that they can create division among people. The same thing we see back home, Republicans, Democrats, and, they get into these outrageous clashes and, condemning one another, and then you start, people like you and I that know it's all an illusion, and it's all a distraction created to keep the real issues at bay. It's
right.
The same thing here, and it's sad, but one thing I just realized being here, that it's the same stuff everywhere in the world, and everybody thinks the grass is greener on the other side, of course.
Right. Well, the manipulation from central bureaucracies is consistent around the world. Like you said, you meet with some Israelis in an area where the government says, oh, that's dangerous, and the people there are going, well, no, it's actually quite safe here. But there's a lot of benefit to government and empowerment of government by creating and fomenting some of the hatred and divisiveness, et cetera. I mean, even back in Waco, Texas this week, Dr. Bitar, although this wasn't necessarily government-related, like four or five biker gangs got together in Waco, Texas on a peace summit, and I don't know, something broke out in a bathroom. Suddenly there's a shooting and nine people dead. But it all happened within, you know, biker gangs. So turf wars are just seemingly a human condition, unless you can perhaps spiritually get beyond the concept that that you have a little bit more dirt than somebody else, and that's a reason to kill.
Well, you know, the amazing thing to me is that I visited Abraham's tomb in Hebron, and Sarah and Isaac's tomb right next to him, and the mosque is where the tomb is. It's partially a mosque, and on the other side, it was taken over after 1948 after the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Part of that is a synagogue now, but it's the same building. It's just divided in half, and they've got this wall in between. So the tombs sit in between these windows. So when you're looking into the tomb from a window, on the other side you can see the Israelis looking in at the same tomb, right?
Right.
You've got here in Bethlehem, the Church of I think it's called
Church of the Nativity.
Nativity, right?
Yeah.
The Church of Nativity. I was gonna say the Native Church, but that's not right. The Church of Nativity.
Yeah.
You know where Jesus was born, and right across the courtyard is a mosque, and I was given this historical perspective that up until maybe 30 years ago, that courtyard was a jail that has been there for like 800 years or 1200 years or 1500 years. I don't remember how long, but it's like literally century after century, it was a jail. And it's been controlled by 27 different groups from, you know, the Byzantines, the Ottomans, before that Romans. I mean, it's been a jail. And there have been so many people that have been harmed and abused and mutilated in that jail. I mean, this is like literally, you can stand, I'm not even exaggerating, you wouldn't even have to throw a rock that hard and hit that courtyard from the Church of Nativity. In fact, when you were here, it probably had already been brought down, that jail. It's a
right.
courtyard and people
but you,
soccer
you,
there.
You must be able to sense maybe spiritual discord there. I mean, they have that kind of history.
Well, they basically, the Palestinians had taken it down. Basically, last 30 years, it's been destroyed. And they just made it into a public area where people can come and congregate and enjoy, and kids play, and they've got some fountains and stuff like that. But the point is that I was amazed that, you know, here is a place where there's a church, and they had a major, major jail, not just a small little, jailhouse. It was like a major prison right there. And then, of course, like we talked about, you know, you've got a mosque across the street, you got a synagogue around the corner. So people can obviously, with very significant differences, at least what they think are significant differences in their religion, if they even took a moment to sit down and look at the commonalities, they'd be amazed, because we all come from, if you look at the monotheistic religions, we all come from Abraham.
Right,
and
similar origin.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same exact origin. You know, from Abraham came Isaac and Ishmael, from Isaac came Christ and Moses, and from Ishmael came Muhammad. And so it all comes back to Abraham. And in fact, this is why in Hebron there were so many people at Abraham's tomb, for example. And so when you start seeing people paying homage to one man that both faiths or all three faiths attribute so much history to and so much of what they believe to, then do you think that if Abraham was sitting here right now, he would understand why there's this rift between the three monotheistic religions, and as if that wasn't bad enough, within each one of those monotheistic religions, there's rifts and differences.
Sure.
So, you know, you go to Ireland, you've got the Roman Catholics and the Protestants. You know, you look at Iran and Iraq with the Sunnis and the Shiites, and, you know, Judaism, you've got the, you know, Orthodox versus the ones that maybe they're not as, maybe that's not as violent. I don't know. But the point is that there are differences within each of these faiths too. And then within each of those, all you need is four people to have a disagreement, right?
Right. And Dr. Batar, your interactions there, you know, like you're lecturing, you're teaching, you're interacting. And of course, you probably maybe validate this. And we mentioned it last week that people just want, if they want to do business together, it is in their own best interest to find a way to get along, even if they have different beliefs.
Well, that's a very true statement, but here's the thing, that I'm giving a lecture now to a bunch of conventional doctors, and the vast majority of them are Muslim. Some of them may have been Christian. This is in Jordan, and, you know, there was that same conventional process among some of them, very, very extreme. You know, only way is chemo radiation. Some that were very, very interested in the other options, you know, and they were curious, they wanted to know what's going on. Tomorrow when we get back to Jordan, I'm meeting with the major hospital. They want me to be in some position in the hospital on their board, or you know, among the leadership within the hospital, which I thought was very interesting. I have already been invited to come back and give a lecture in October as a keynote speaker. But there were some people that were very, very upset with what I had to say and how I said it. And
well, and it didn't matter. You were among people that may believe similarly to you in a religious perspective, but oh my gosh, you didn't follow the faith of allopathic oncology.
Exactly. That's my point. All you need is four people to disagree. So, you know, it doesn't take that much. It's if you solve one problem, you'd have people disagreeing about something else. And so I think that's just the nature of man. We're like crabs. When one gets up, we tend to pull them down. And we really sort of need to look at humanity and where we are and where we've evolved from and which way we need to go. So I think that preaching tolerance and acceptance and what all the monotheistic religions actually teach, not into practice.
Right. Yes. Very rarely that actually put into practice. We got a little bit of time before our first break here. We're talking with Dr. Rashi Batar. We do advanced medicine each and every week. And he's live in Bethlehem, of all places, the Holy Land, right there, the convergence of the three monotheistic religions, interestingly enough, finding conflict not religiously, but allopathically versus integratively or holistically. I still find that fascinating. So when we come back, we'll talk about some of our ways to look at some health and healing and food and some stories here from America as well that we'll have Dr. Batar comment on. Remember his international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. I'll have at least one with me to show everybody at Autism One next week, even though Dr. Batar can't make it this year, but he'll be there in spirit with me. All right, we'll be right back after this. Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you ever miss an Advanced Medicine Monday, it's easy enough to go to medicalrewind.com. Medicalrewind.com right now. Dr. Bitar continues in Bethlehem, of all places, as he travels around the world, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs and shaking up the medical tree, I guess. It doesn't matter where you are, Dr. Bitar. If they're stuck in an allopathic thought form, it's going to be difficult for them to accept the realities that you're bringing to them.
Well, there was some resistance, and apparently at one point, probably a third of the audience would have walked out. I was told, I don't know if that's true or not, but they would have walked out. The only thing was that, chief minister, deputy minister of Jordan, as well as, was a former minister of health, and now he's over the minister of health, was there, and he loved my lecture, and actually, I don't know that I talked about this last week. I went and apologized to him. Apparently he stopped this, third of the audience from leaving. And I apologized to him, if I offended somebody. He looked at me and he smiled and patted me on the back. He said, "Are you kidding me? That was a fantastic lecture." And he said, "They're like children. They need to be punished. He said they deserve it. They need it, And did a fantastic job by opening their eyes. In fact, he's one of the people I'm supposed to be meeting with when I get back to Jordan. So it's
right.
Interesting.
Well, it's different than Garth Brooks' song because you got friends in high places, not low places. So maybe they also need more drug residues in their milk. Let's see if those allopathic oncologists would go for that. Here, have some milk with some pesticides. What do you think?
It's amazing, the story, Robert, because, when I read it, first of all, it's a good thing. FDA is considering expanding tests for drug residue in milk. Okay, so that's a good thing. They're starting to at least look for the drug residue in milk. But look at the contradiction here, because what type of milk does not have any drugs in it for sure?
Well, if they're honest about the raising of these animals, these dairy cows, organically, they should not have these drug residues in them, antibiotics.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right. Organic, raw milk is not going to have any of this stuff in it. Why? Well, if it's organic and if it's the cattle are not being kept in close quarters, they're, you know, they're range fed, they're out there eating the grass, there's no the chance of them even being sick or requiring antibiotics is going to be far less. But what I found interesting was the contradiction is that, you know, they're saying that raw milk, unpasteurized milk, and here's one of the problems. When you pasteurize milk, and again, I'm opening up a can of worms that you're probably thinking, maybe not you, but maybe somebody would. I wish we wouldn't open up this can of worms. But when you're looking at raw milk, the one thing with raw milk that people don't understand is that it does have all these natural probiotics in there, all this bacteria in there, but it's naturally occurring bacteria. And this naturally occurring bacteria keeps the pathogenic bacteria at bay. Mm-hmm. So naturally occurring bacteria in our guts, we call that, when we don't have enough of it, we take it as a supplement, we call that probiotics. Okay? So if there's probiotics that we take as supplements, and here are natural probiotics that are already existing in milk, and then we go in and we pasteurize it, and we homogenize it, when doing the pasteurization process, you basically kill all this good bacteria, and now the milk isn't going to have all that beneficial bacteria, but now you've got all this other crud that's in there from these drugs. So you're really creating, in my world at least, you're actually adding one problem to another problem. First pasteurizing milk, and I get that. Another, going back into checking it, maybe this is a pre-sequel to them going back and saying, hey, maybe we need to start infusing probiotics in the milk. I have no idea if that's, it's going to come to it, but then, you know, where do we start from? Hey, why don't we just leave the milk the way God designed it and just consume it the way to be consumed and let it all go?
Well, as we know, the antibiotics are largely used to keep the animals in factory farms just alive. Some have argued that they're good for fattening them up for slaughter, although in dairy cows, it isn't that purpose necessarily, but their shorter lifespan in terms of milking span is very interesting, and that's been bred into them as well as the way they exhaust them through these machines and the chronic use of these antibiotics. But the FDA doesn't test a lot of them, so they're actually talking about expanding the test to see other things that people may be consuming.
Yeah, that's really what the gist of the story was, even though I took it off on a tangent. You know, I can't wait to get back home because we had a baby cow born 3 days before I left, and I dewormed the cow before I left, so we weren't consuming the milk, even though we thought maybe we should consume some of the milk because we could all use a little good deworming every now and then, you know.
Yes.
But yeah, my wife's been making homemade ice cream, and milk is awesome, yeah.
All right,
of course, we can't sell it to our fiance, we just give it away to our neighbors.
Well, stand by, we got to take another break here. We've got a lot of good health stories coming up. Including a question of the day that's fascinating. I want Dr. Batar's take on it. It relates to psychiatrists and autism. Wait a second. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, as they are each and every week here with Dr. Bittar. Dr. Bittar is in Bethlehem. What a cool opportunity to get world perspectives. But right now, let's get a perspective from one of our listeners, Dr. Bittar. We have questions of the day that come in from all over the world, listening in through Natural News Radio, our syndicators at GCN, of course, iTunes, Epic Times, Stitcher, TuneIn, and even more at UKHealthRadio.com. And this one just came in today, Dr. Bittar, and this is a heartbreaker because it's from a mom who says she has a 9-year-old autistic son. They're on what they call the GAPS diet, gut and psychology syndrome diet, but her husband disagrees with her treatment. She wants to go, it sounds like, more natural. He wants to just go with psychiatric drugs, and going through the psychiatric, let's say, prescribing and such, they meet, the mom and the dad meet, and then evidently the dad met alone, And she got a hold of the notes, the psychiatrist saying, she's not, you know, in her right mind, talking about the mom here, based on no meeting with her or interview with her, based on meeting with the husband here. I'm thinking there's got to be some problems with this as a licensed medical doctor to do this.
There was a couple of things that I think we should mention here, which may help to shed a little bit more story. First of all, the husband and wife, as you said, definitely disagree, but the child's been on three different drugs, and then the drugs were causing these outbursts, and then they were treating the side effect of the drugs. And so it's been going on for about a year and a half, according to this email, I believe.
Yeah.
But she basically was against adding Prozac and Zoloft. And then the psychiatrist suggested to the parents that they need to go talk to an attorney and find out who should actually have the
Well, the final say on medical decisions, yeah.
Right, and decision-making ability is exactly the words that they used to have the decision, who should have the decision-making ability. But, you know, I read this email, and it just really angered me.
Yeah.
It angered me for a number of reasons. First of all, I think that this lady needs to understand that the problem here, her last thing is, please let me know what I can do to make the psychiatrist change the false info in my son's medical records, or at least make him give me an explanation. I would like to discuss this with Dr. Bitar if possible. Okay, so, you know, the first thing is that the lady's name is Mary. So, Mary, the first thing is you need to understand the first and most significant problem here is that your husband is meeting with this doctor mm-hmm. behind your back.
Right.
And for the doctor to say that you were delusional, though I did not conduct a formal assessment, and then to go on to say that I cannot think of anything to go on to say that I'm concerned that the mother may have an underlying medical condition that is adversely affecting her ability to appropriately make medical decisions regarding your son. This, Mary, you need to be aware that you are being set up.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That's exactly what it is, because at the end of the day, whether or not there's a divorce between these parents or not, the doctor is setting the mother up to take a hit so that when somebody goes through a medical record and looks at this, they're going to say, well, clearly this doctor already said that you're not fit. Now, she needs to get an attorney. She needs to file a lawsuit against this doctor.
Right.
To teach him a lesson, because she's not even a patient of her. I mean, if she didn't give him any time, why is she making medical diagnosis about the mother? And he's doing that on purpose for whatever's going on. I mean, he needs to wake up and smell the coffee, because you can't make anybody. This line really also made me think, Robert, and I know that I'm not supposed to, the person's asking us for help, we're not supposed to get angry at that person, but I was a little angry at Mary when I read this. It says, please let me know what I can do to make the psychiatrist change the false information on my son's medical records, or at least to make him give me an explanation.
Yeah.
The first thing, Mary, you need to remember is that you cannot change anybody else, okay? You can only change yourself. You need to be proactive. You need to look at the situation for what it is. You can't make somebody go up and say, hey, like me, or hey, just because I'm saying it's blue, or you can't make anybody else do anything, but you need to see the writing on the wall. You obviously want the better thing for your child. I read this to actually two other doctors that are sitting right here with me in the other room before
yeah.
we came online, came for the show.
Yeah.
And I read it to them, and they both said the same thing. Well, it obviously sounds like dad's sick and tired of the kid and just wants to medicate him.
Right.
And be done with it. And the mom obviously does not want that to be the situation. She's still trying to see if she can get help. And maybe it's a financial issue. Maybe it's just issue of a burden, emotional burden. Dad just doesn't want to deal with it anymore. Whatever the cause is, whatever the reason the dad's doing what he's doing, I don't know him. I don't care to know him. The point is that the mom needs to be aware that the dad is doing certain things that you would not do in a husband-wife relationship. You wouldn't go
sure.
meet the psychiatrist behind the back. And as a husband, if it's a good relationship or even a decent relationship, even if it's a relationship that's still supposed to continue for at least another year, the husband would not tolerate a doctor writing that about his wife, regardless of what her opinion is.
Yeah.
The only reason that her husband would tolerate that is if he's trying to set her up.
Yeah, it does seem to be at this point a little bit of an abusive relationship, not only medically abusive to a child that is indeed suffering, as we know, not a psychiatric drug disorder, but also the wife at this point being set up, maybe being too trusting, maybe being too much of the victim, as you've described, how you must stand up belligerently, diligently, forcefully for your rights. And in this case, again, I know you're not giving legal advice, but we're talking as dads as well and moms as parents here. to say, we've got to put a stop to this because it looks like indeed that's what it is, setting her up for a fall and maybe not in the best interest of this child. So again, take what we say with a grain of salt, but I think I agree with you and the docs there, the talking about this. That's kind of what I saw. That's why I got so angry when I read the letter as well.
Yeah, because she seems pretty naive that she's trying to convince the psychiatrist
no.
to change the issue, and that's not the issue. The issue is there's something more going on, and unfortunately, if she does take the fall, which she seems to have been set up for, besides her suffering, the child's going to suffer because he's going to be continue to be medicated, and he's not going to have any care. I mean, he's already 9 years old. The elasticity of his brain is exponentially decreasing now.
Right.
And, you know, by the time he's 14, 15, all hope for complete recovery will be pretty much gone. I mean, my oldest kid that I have 100% recovery in was a 14-year-old kid.
No.
After that, we've made help people get better, but we haven't, you know, brought them back to, I mean, they're not going to be physicists or, you know, nuclear engineers or anything like that.
Right. We're talking with Dr. Bataris, Advanced Medicine. He's in Israel, in Bethlehem right now. He's been all over the Middle East talking with doctors, lecturing, teaching. And if the audio is not as perfect as we normally like it, I'm willing to go with it because Dr. Bataris has some really important things to say about these issues. We have another story here that's interesting. We talked about the dairy cow issue and the FDA investigating these pesticides, but there's another concern out there called nanoparticles, right? They've been investigating nanoparticles in oncological treatments like platinum. And platinum we know is very toxic to cancer cells, but it's also very toxic to healthy cells. We've talked about silver nanoparticles before, but this article is interesting. They're talking about I don't know what these organic nanoparticles are, but they're saying it may be safer, more effective, or as effective as platinum. What do you make of this article?
Well, it's most evident to me that, at least what really hits me, Robert, is that they're admitting that radiation has a lot of collateral damage.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing, that they're saying that in order to make it more selective, we need to look at something else. So the only reason they'll be looking at something selective is they have to admit that there's a lot of incidental collateral damage from the current therapy modalities. And so that was the big thing that stuck out to me. But if there is something that is more selective and allowing for uptake of radiation based upon some of these rare earth metals or whatever else they're going to be using instead of the platinum and the gold and some of these other ones that they're currently using, you know, it can only be a good thing. I'm not sure what the implications would be. I'm still against the concept of in my philosophy, at least, you know, this is not a problem with the cancer, because the cancer, everybody looks at the cancer as a problem and everybody's attacking the cancer, and the cancer is just the messenger. Cancer is not the problem. Cancer is a flashing light on your dashboard. Cancer is a symptom of the underlying problem. And if you kill the symptom, you don't do anything to the underlying problem. It's going to come back. And we see that every day, practically, patients coming in that were diagnosed with cancer, went through chemo, went through radiation, getting a clean bill of health, and then, you know, 2 months later, 6 months later, a year later, 5 years later, come back and cancer is now in, not only is it back, but it's now, instead of being stage 2B, it's like stage 4. Or I just had a case today that my staff emailed me on. Same situation here. It's not the, going after the cancer is not the answer in my book.
Right.
It's a symptom anyway. But, you know, if you're looking at things that are going to be more selective for cancer, I mean, that's always going to be a better thing. It's always better to cause less collateral damage and be more selective if you're going to go attack the messenger.
Well, and we've referred to studies here where they have used things like silver nanoparticles without radiation because of their oxidative stress and electrical charge they carry and oxygen carrying capacity, and these cancer cells don't have antioxidant defense mechanisms like healthy mammalian cells do.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that if we can get things into the system that are going to be less toxic, that's always going to be beneficial to the individual going through the treatments, because they're not going to have to deal with, they're going to not have to deal with all the collateral. And that's one of the biggest problems. You know, when you look at the therapies themselves, how much of that causes the actual damage to the individual? How many times have you heard of patients that have gone through chemo and radiation and then they've ended up dying from radiation toxicity? They've died from mitral valve issues and cardiac issues due to the type of chemotherapy they had, or they've ended up having loss of bowel and bladder control from the radiation on their spine, and now they can't, you know, they have nerve damage, they can't stand up, they have paralysis, they have all these neuropathies and everything else developing. So, anytime you can make treatment, that's going to be, you know, conventionally, again, I don't agree with the philosophy, but
right.
If you are going to be doing that kind of treatment to make it less damaging to the healthy area of the body, I think that's fantastic.
Yep. Yeah. Our buddy Ty Bollinger is out around the world gathering more stories from allopathic and holistic physicians on cancer now with the next round of the Quest for the Cures continues. So we'll continue to cover those as well. And as I said, we don't denigrate them for trying to do a little bit better, but at the same time, we'll encourage them to come on all the way. And the best way to do it, in my opinion, you doctors out there listening and haven't read Dr. Batar's book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, that is a game changer. You begin to see perspectives that you were not taught in medical school. And of course, you know, the issue of the mainstream media, these gatekeepers of the status quo, I know we're all up against a break, I apologize, Dr. Batar, but the mainstream media attacking alternative medicine again, after their scientific links to cell phone radiation, somebody actually dared to write about it in the New York Times. Suddenly he's attacked viciously. How dare they bring up a science that might be in opposition to the status quo, that cell phones are good for everybody, every time, all the time, strap them to your bodies and never turn them off.
Yeah, it's a very, very big problem. And ambient cell phone radiation is one of the biggest issues. Most people don't even know it, but from 1983 to 2003, we doubled the number of cell phones on the planet, and the amount of ambient cell phone radiation we were being exposed to.
Maybe we should just get rid of all men. That's the next question in the final break. Why are there any men at all? I'll ask Dr. Batar that question because there's an article about it after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine, with Dr. Rashid Batar.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExpandoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExpandoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExpandoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at FreedomFest.com to find out. That's FreedomFest.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we continue now. Dr. Bitar in Bethlehem, a great addition. The audio quality is not perfect, but again, we're halfway around the world, so we're going to take it. Now, the issue of the EM fields, cell phones, etc., any more? I know I had to rush out on the break here before we get to the why are there any men at all question, because I'm sure everybody wants to know.
I was just going to say that the ambient cell phone radiation from 83 to 2003 doubled, and then from 2003 to 2004, mid-2004 doubled again. In 2004, it only took another 6 months. Early 2005, it doubled again. So it's really increasing at an exponential rate. And this is something in my seven toxicities. This falls underneath the fourth toxicity, the energetics. Mm-hmm. And ambient cell phone radiation and microwave radiation are the two greatest sources of toxicity to humans, at least. And so it is an issue. It's a very important issue. And I'm glad this person wrote about it because people need to be aware of it.
Good. Well, check it out. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including this last article I want to talk to you about in the Telegraph in the UK. Why do men still exist? Now, I don't know if a lesbian wrote this. I mean, that's an honest question. I don't know. But evidently, scientists have finally figured out the answer. Why we're around, Dr. Bitar?
Yeah, you know, this was also an interesting story because as I was reading it, this actually was first presented by Darwin in his theory of natural selection. They call it actually sexual selection. But the person who wrote this article says that it would be more efficient if we were an asexual population and we just produced females, and females could produce sperm themselves and self-insemination. And I think they equate humans to some type of a lizard over here that does that.
The Mexican whiptail lizard. Why aren't we like
right.
them?
Yeah, exactly. I think my wife has referred to me as a Mexican whiptail lizard.
That's it. Okay.
So, you know, the funny thing is that the study that they did to determine this was a 10-year study, and they looked at beetles. And the interesting part for me, Robert, was that the group of beetles, this was, I believe, 50 generations they studied over a 7-year period. The study was a total of 10 years, but it was the Triboleum flower beetle, and they took one group that had 90 males that had to compete for the affections of just 10 females. And then they took another group that had the opposite contrast. It was just 10 males for 90 females or something like that. And they found that the group, the one that had more males, the 90 males that had to compete with each other, after seven years or 50 generations, the researchers found that the males who had competed the most for females were fitter and more resistant to disease and inbreeding. In contrast, beetles without sexual selection, meaning there was only 10 males, that's all they had to select from, became extinct after 10 generations.
Wow.
And that is pretty fascinating.
So, all this UFC, ultimate fighting, boxing, all of that stuff is for the survival of the species.
Well, not necessarily all that. We've evolved a little bit beyond our ability to survive among, fights with each other. It's basically who can provide the best. But I think that this could be one of those studies that could be a moment of duh, I guess, in some ways. Because they're looking at males. Why do males exist? Why do males exist in every multicellular, above the...
Sure.
As far as complex mammals concerned, there's always males and females. So they could have applied this to... to say why men still exist, it's kind of a silly thing. But it was an interesting point that the natural selection aspect does help to make the population fitter.
Yep.
and better.
Well, it's the duality of the lower worlds. We see that in so many things. There's light, there's dark, there's male, there's female. And it just seems to be the order of the universe. And you gotta take it up with the creator if you got a problem with it, right?
Right, exactly. The resistance to disease is an interesting aspect because... Again, from the natural selection standpoint, it makes sense. Those that are not going to be resistant to disease will just, it'll die out. That part will die out. So, the theory of natural selection lives on.
Yeah, interesting. Well, listen, Dr. Vitar, thoroughly enjoyed you being over there, not because I like you far away, but I love the adventures you're able to share and perspectives you can bring back. And I want you to have a safe journey home. I know, I think next week you'll be back in studio.
Yes, I will be back by next Monday. I'll be back home.
All right, now let's hope Deb is cool with the "Why Men Exist" thing.
Yeah, I think she's probably cool with that. She missed me. Can't wait for me to come home.
Well, come home. All right. Well, Dr. Vitar, we're out of time. Thank you. Many blessings to you over there, and I know you're spreading the good healing word. I appreciate that. In the meantime, we keep sending the word out around the world. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.